and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump spending the weekend in Florida. The world still reacting to his argument in the Oval Office yesterday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The president afterward told reporters that Zelensky continued to press for security guarantees while Trump was focused on a ceasefire.
We're looking for peace. We're not looking for somebody that's going to sign up a strong power and then not make peace because they feel emboldened. And that's what I saw happening.
The Justice Department says Attorney General Pam Bondi had an emotional call with the family of slain DEA agent Enrique Camarena, murdered in 1985. His alleged killer, drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, was one of more than two dozen drug figures extradited from Mexico to the United States. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in a guarded condition after suffering a health setback on Friday. It's his 16th day in a Rome hospital. This is ABC News. The 97th Academy Awards tomorrow night in Los Angeles, and several top categories are considered wide open, including Best Actor. ABC's Whit Johnson in Los Angeles says Timothy Chalamet is in the mix for his portrayal of Bob Dylan.
The youngest man to ever win an Oscar for Best Actor is Adrian Brody, who is also a favorite to win this time for his role in The Brutalist. He was also 29 years old when he won back in 2003, but Chalamet's birthday is in late December, which would make him the youngest by just a few months, if he can pull it off.
The investigation into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, at their New Mexico home continue, but authorities say they believe Hackman died on February 17th. The last recorded activity on his pacemaker came from that day. Toxicology reports are pending, but authorities say there were tests were negative for carbon monoxide present in the home. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at LoveLost.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. People who voted for Donald Trump want change in the federal government, but new data shows a vast majority of Americans agree they do not want cuts to agencies that protect our public lands, like national parks. Erica Lattis reports.
Dave Metz with FM3 Research says vast majority support agencies, including the National Park, Forest, and Fish and Wildlife Services.
And when we ask people whether they would support or oppose reducing funding to these agencies, the answers are overwhelming. They would oppose such cuts. 3/4 of Western voters overall express opposition, and that sentiment is thoroughly bipartisan.
The survey was conducted before the Trump administration fired thousands of federal, national parks, and Forest Service workers. The Department of Government efficiency led by Elon Musk has defended its efforts as necessary to eliminate waste and fraud. Catherine Hahn with New Bridge Strategies says support for federal agencies is also strong among MAGA supporters. 8 in 10 say they approve of the National Park Service.
74% approve of the U.S. Forest Service. 71% approve of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. 69% of MAGA supporters oppose reducing funding to those agencies.
More than 7 in 10 people survey don't want additional public lands opened up for drilling and mining, and 63% oppose reducing Endangered Species Act protections. Metz adds awareness on the threats posed by climate change has increased by 22 points since the first poll 15 years ago.
We now have more than 3/4 of Western voters who are telling us they view climate change as a serious problem. When you look at Gen Z voters, 90% of them tell us they view it as a serious problem.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 30 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 14 the low. For Sunday, sunshine and highs near 40. Monday, slight chance of a rain shower, otherwise partly sunny, 46. Rain is likely Tuesday, low 50s.
Right now, it's 22.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Man, what an exciting show we have today. I'm so excited to have you with us throughout the state. My name's Joel Clayfish. Alongside me is the great, the wonderful, the ambitious, the will stick my hand under a rock hoping to catch a catfish.
Absolutely.
With my hand, Danielle.
Hello.
Mistress of the Woods, Fairman.
Yeah. I like that one. That was your best one so far.
It was.
I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate that. We've got the, I like to call it kind of the old crew of Raised in Wisco with us tonight. Mike Kretschmer and I have known each other for decades. We've hunted, we've fished together. He's the meat man over at Nye's Meats, and he knows a little bit about cooking and a lot on the outdoors, and he fills in for me when I'm out of town on an adventure. Mike Kretschmer is here, and Ellie May Lawton, our chefferie.
Yay, our chefferie. Our, I like how you say
our certified French culinarian. Did you know that's the official title?
Culinarian.
She's
When you guys say our, does that mean that you guys kind of own me now?
Yes. Did you not know this about you?
You don't consider that something nice, like our group, our little Raised in Wisco family?
It. I'm just trying to figure things out here.
How do you feel about this?
I don't believe that. Yeah. I do not believe that for a minute. I don't believe it for a minute. Ellie May Lawton charts the course of her own destiny.
That's very true.
That little naivety act, I'm not buying for even a second. Kretschmer, how are you doing?
Good. Just actually got here right off the ice.
I have to tell you, I know what your weekly Wisco is going to be because I saw it, and holy crud, you have a bucket full of giant slabs in the back of your truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I counted. You're right at 25. So I got to make sure you don't have one slink, an extra one slink around your car. What were you doing? Let's go right into our weekly Wiscos. Kretschmer, I want you to go first because that's amazing. You had a heck of a day on the ice.
Yeah, I would say my weekly Wisco is don't be afraid to adventure and go off on your own. Mm. Go away from the groups.
Was that something you did today?
Yes. I
what do you mean?
Where everybody normally fishes on this body of water I was on, I just totally averted that area because with the use of electronics and in the area of being overfished, I thought the fish moved off of that spot, and they actually did. So where I moved to, I started marking fish right away, and as the sun went down, caught some fish.
Nice.
Yeah, were you catching them right on the precipice of the sunset?
Yeah.
Or because those gills, they shut off right about when it gets dark.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the last couple of days has been a great actually afternoon into the evening bite. Some days it's the morning, but the last, you know, with the time of the year it is and getting to be late ice and fishing the main body of the water of the lake, and they're just over the open water just right off the bottom, and caught a mess of nice gills up to maybe 10 inches or so in a couple.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great fish, and a couple crappies. So We had fun, and I brought Danielle some fish.
And I'm very excited.
I can't
about
wait
that.
For you to make us fish.
Yeah, fun. Some fish tacos.
Yeah,
I love fish tacos.
Leave it to the chefery of the show to just jump right in there and assume someone else is going to be making the food. Yeah. Why not?
Well, she needs that to be spoiled too.
Yeah. Every once in a
while.
You know,
once in a while, I get a day off.
I actually, that's a question I have. When somebody's a chef, when they're classically trained, and they go, every party they go to, every tailgate, every outdoor activity, it's kind of always assumed they're going to be the one who is bringing the food or doing the food or having the food. Yes. Is it nice once in a while? Yes, just to come so and have someone else cook?
You know, I miss the cooking portion of it, but I'm okay not making the plans sometimes.
I would be too.
I think it's funny thing. I mean, chefs are a very unique, you know, we work with on the Provider Eat Wild stuff. We work with Master Chef Jan Sather. We work with Chef Ellie Lawton. I think chefs, and I don't want to totally stereotype, but I think they're a certain type of person. They're kind of very take charge people. And mm-hmm. I think they actually kind of like the planning. I think that that's part of, I think presentation to most chefs is as important as the food. Would you say that's true?
That's a really nice way of saying we're control freaks. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you disagree?
Are you a control freak?
Why don't you guys answer that?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
That's funny because somebody just sent me a meme, mime, whatever you want to call those
things. They're called memes. They're called memes.
A mime is like it's the...
A mime?
A
mime is like a pantomime.
Yeah. You cook for your friends once.
Proper English, this one.
You're the mime now.
Like, from now on, you mime for us once, and you are the mime. Yeah. Mike, just everybody, if you're checking us out on Facebook, Mike is in a box.
Yeah.
Is it stressful being in a box all the time?
I mean, no.
You live outside the box. Yeah.
If you stay inside the box, you can never know. Like tonight, I went outside the box and I caught fish.
Yeah. You do look French.
Were they real the fish or fake fish?
Originated no, they were real
in France.
How does a mime ice fish?
Just like that.
Oh. They don't talk.
We're on a tear already here on the show.
What's new?
I love
right?
this.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. So chefs are control freaks. Ellie, are you a control freak?
Yes.
With a huge
are you a backseat driver? Are you able to be a passenger?
You do not know this, Joel. Of course you know this answer. It's rhetorical.
I'll be honest.
No, what are you saying?
That I love you well, so
we all,
much.
Look, we all went to Florida gator hunting together. I didn't notice anybody being a control freak.
We were all absolutely amazing that whole entire trip.
I got along so great with everybody.
All of us were the same. Like everything, like the same vibe, same feeling, same
it was,
everything.
We just talked about before the show started, what a fantastic trip that mm-hmm. was and how perfect it was and how everybody got along and there was no animosity. It was just great.
So yeah, I'm a unique control freak. I can pick it up and put it down when I need to.
I like that.
Oh.
I can do that with my attitude. Can you?
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I've never been on the other end of you with an actual bad attitude, and nor do I ever want to be. That no, much is not. Clear. I definitely don't.
Yeah, no, I have had, so I work construction and we've had dump trucks come on there, and there's a certain company that said if Danielle's on the job site, we're not coming on.
Oh dear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Well, it's construction. Grow up here.
Do you think maybe it's because they're just intimidated by your intellect and understanding of the situation?
It's not my problem.
That's a fact.
And my control freak side is not my problem.
I'm going to go ahead and take a leap and say your control freak sides for both of you are not your problems ever.
They're mainly your problems.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Thank you for stating the obvious.
Oh,
Danielle, what's your weekly Wisco?
My weekly Wisco actually has nothing to do with the outdoors,
ooh,
which is unfortunate. I had a very busy friend family weekend.
Okay.
A surprise birthday party, my sister's wedding, and then another party to go to on Sunday. So it was just nonstop go, go,
just
go,
enjoying
go, go.
Wisconsin winter, yep,
just
essentially.
Enjoying people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that one. My weekly Wisco, I actually drove around and kind of scouted, pre-scouted for turkey season.
That's
and
exciting.
It was awesome. I saw turkeys everywhere. You know what's crazy?
Oh, yeah. They're,
as soon as that temp changes, as soon as you get that click from like really cold and then you can smell that spring air coming, I absolutely love it. The deer are out. Yeah. Geese are flying overhead. Raccoons are out. And I saw turkeys in a lot of places, and that really got my juices flowing. I don't have till the third week of the turkey season, but I'm really excited about it. Ellie, what's your weekly Wisco? Do you have one?
Sure do.
What is that?
I threw a saddle on one of my horses, bundled up, and went for a ride in the beautiful, beautiful snow.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was perfect. Perfect day, perfect ride.
You must have caught it perfectly because most of the snow is already melting. Yeah. It's crazy. We get 2 days in the 40s.
Yeah.
And the snow is melting, which means, you know, start to be careful out on the ice. I want to talk to you folks. You, if you're checking us out on Facebook, you're going, what the heck's going on? Where are they? We now have a Civic Media studio officially in Concord, Wisconsin. Yes. And it is the Concord, Wisconsin, the unofficial WFSH, WFish. And it is the new fishbowl. I don't know if you're joining us today and you're checking us out on Facebook. We have a new studio in Concord, and then we are going to be broadcasting to you across the state of Wisconsin Saturdays at 11 o'clock a.m. Please check us out. The good news for us is that producer Jess is still running the show.
Hey,
producer Jess, how are you? And do you have a weekly Wisco for us this week?
You know, I'm doing really well. My weekly Wisco is that as it has warmed up, I was able to take a couple walks without needing to bundle up quite so much. And for the first time, I didn't wear gloves outside. And that might seem like a really small thing, but I really love the feeling of cool air on my hands as I walk. It's a small thing, but it was just something so lovely to not have my hands be frozen solid and just be able to actually enjoy that Wisconsin air.
Oh, man, that is an awesome one. And I want to tell you that the sad thing about being in a remote location from producer Jess is that we're not in the same room with her. We share food and stories and hugs, and it's just absolutely awesome. But producer Jess, you're still going to hear her on the show. She is still I consider her a co-host of the show.
And absolutely. She's the boss of the show.
She's definitely the boss of the show. But yes, and it's great to have you along, and great to have you, the listeners, along as we start this new chapter of Raised in Wisco. And what this says is that not only is Civic Media making a real commitment to Raised in Wisco, which makes us very excited, but it means you as listeners are growing. The amount of stations we're on is growing throughout the state, which is exciting to us. People are approaching us talking about what we talk about on Raised in Wisco, and it's so exciting. And we've got so much more to talk about, including our recipes of the week with Chefferie Ellie Mae Lawton. We love having you along on Raised in Wisco.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby,
I am sealed, the limit, I'm yours. Hey, raised and Wisco fans across the state of Wisconsin, I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Danielle Fairman's here. Ellie Mae Lawton, the chefferie of the show, the classically trained French culinarian. I'm going to use that a lot. I just think that sounds cool.
It's a culinarian. Mouthful.
I want to be a culinarian.
You should be.
Nice. Isn't a mouthful kind of the goal of a culinarian?
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You're smart. You
go. Okay. All right.
Love that.
Mike Kretschmer is here. Mike Kretschmer, Real Deal Guide Service. You've been into the outdoors for a very long time. You had an incredibly successful ice fishing day today,
yeah,
I would say.
It was a lot of fun, actually. It's good to fish
talk
at home.
To me about what you were using for electronics today. Because, okay. And explain it in layman's terms, because I don't know a lot. I have a Vexilar.
Yep.
What a Vexilar is a sonar you shoot down the hole when you're fishing. And it essentially tells you if there are other things suspended in the water. And you put your bait by those other things, hoping they're fish and that they'll bite it, correct?
100% correct.
All right.
But today's technology has come so much farther than that.
You probably had the first generation Vexilar, don't you?
Funny, Danielle.
What year was it purchased in?
Well, mine, it shows it on a little stone tablet with a carved fish on
it. The first generation of those fish finders were on scroll paper with a needle, for real. Actually, the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward. They have all that stuff on display. So if you're ever up in the Hayward area, you should go in the
Big
Muskie,
really cool.
Check it out. And they have all the original outboard motors, fishing rods. It's a really cool place. I mean, it's old school when you go in there, but climb in the Muskie.
Isn't that why you're going there? Yeah, for the old school of it? That's so cool.
Exactly.
So let's say tomorrow you catch a fish and it, breaks a Wisconsin record hook and line, which that entails like the test pound test of the line that you're using and how big the fish was. So there's not just a state record of the overall size of the fish, but there's many categories, how you caught it, what pound test, open water, ice fishing. So there's all these different categories and they're literally listed on the walls in the whole place of, so if Joel had one in 1927, when a couple of years after he was born, if it was on the wall, it would still be there.
So, thank you, Notice. I'm still fish.
If I'm invited back. But anyways, back to the electronics. So you are 100% right. So the electronics will shoot almost like an upside down waffle cone down into the water.
Ooh, waffle cone.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sounds so good.
And what happens is the sonar will shoot, like a sonar beam, I guess you could say. And then if a fish comes through it, it'll hit it and bring it back.
Okay.
And so then you can kind of see how deep they are.
What were you running today? What were you trying to take? What gear? What bait?
Oh, we're just using just a tungsten jig with a plastic straight tail. I mean, the game of plastics is there's walls of it you can buy at Dick Smith's or any of the Musky Mikes around here. I was actually at the fishing expo this week. That past weekend.
Ooh, how was that? How did that go? Good. Danielle and I worked together and gave away some tickets to some listeners.
Yeah.
So hopefully they had a good time up at the Fishing Expo.
I got many messages from them and pictures.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we gave 10 tickets away to people that commented on our post on our Facebook
and Instagram.
Perfect. And that right there is a perfect example that, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, we might not have even gotten a response. People are listening to the show and they're participating in the, you know, the micro giveaways and that kind of thing. It's so exciting. And if you're new to the show, we want to make sure you know, Raised in Wisco is not a, you have to be a hunter, you have to be an angler, a fisher person to do it. Everybody eats, and we have a cooking segment every show. And that's why Chef Ellie Mae Lawton is on the show, and she's committed to being part of the show and helping you take what is in the outdoors of Wisconsin and bring it to your table. And that is something that everybody shares. There is something for you on this show. And now we're in every major market in Wisconsin, 21 stations on the Civic Media Network. Danielle, tell them what they've won and where they can listen to the show.
What do you have won is your listening ears. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Your listening enjoyment.
Your enjoyment. You can find us on civicmedia.us. Search for Raised in Wisco. You can also find us on Facebook, where you can watch a video of our happy faces and us dancing during the breaks. And then you can listen to us on Apple and Spotify.
And Apple and Spotify. And of course, we've got producer Jess back in the control room, controlling the fishbowl and the boss of the entire operation.
I do my
Jess,
best.
Jess, got one weekend left. We should throw some stuff at the wall and see if there's a chance of maybe getting you out there on the ice.
All right.
If it's safe, of course.
All right.
All right.
That's all you need. All right.
I had plenty of ice, Jeff. So if it doesn't rain, we should be good. I probably was between 17 and 20 inches of ice still.
Oh, so you still have
to be careful. Don't take my word for it, everybody out there.
Yeah, always check.
Be safe.
Bring that spud bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is a spud bar?
Mike, was the fishing expo well attended?
Yeah. Back to Jeff's question. It's just a long rod that you kind of just, it's a steel bar that you walk. When you're walking, you put it out in front of you and you jab the ice to make sure the rod doesn't go through the ice.
Oh, sure. You want to give it a chance to break to make sure that, you know, you're not going to do the thing, right?
Right. So that goes through and then you know to slowly back up and maybe have a diaper on.
Re-evaluate where you're going to ice fish. If your spud bar goes through, do not step in that direction.
That's generally early ice, but now it's the opposite. So this time of year, actually, the shorelines go for because if you think about it, the sun hits the shoreline, warms it up, and then it deteriorates from the shoreline first. So generally, I've seen people put out on ladders to get out on the ice and stuff like that. So just be safe out there.
I think as something else other people don't realize sometimes is that ice melts from the water side up. Now, it obviously melts on the top and starts to honeycomb, and you see that when we get warmer temperatures. Mm-hmm. But the entire body of water warming up is what really melts the ice Correct. The fastest from the bottom side up. So even in cases when you start getting a warming of the seasonal warming, you may have good ice on top, but you may not know what you've lost underneath. On the bottom underneath. So just, you know, be aware of that as you get out there. Game fish season closes this Sunday. Small game is closed now as far as rabbits and squirrels. That closed last Thursday. And there's still a ton to do. And we're going to talk about the Delta Waterfowl yearly event that happened in Okachi over the weekend. That was fantastic. And make sure that if you listen to this show and you're a newcomer and you may not be a huge fisher person or angler or hunter, there's still a ton to do in Wisconsin in the wintertime. We never have a shortage of what we can talk about on this show. In fact, we've definitely got an awesome recipe coming for wild game that you can also substitute any meat that you buy at the grocery store. So don't think for a minute that you are restricted to having these meals based on wild game either. And that's why Raised in Wisco is for everybody. And we love having you along. Mike Kretschmer is here. Ellie Mae Lawton, our chef and French culinary. And of course, Danielle Fairman and I, who've been together for a couple decades, hitting the woods and waterways of Wisconsin. We love you having you along on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump spending the weekend in Florida. The world still reacting to his argument in the Oval Office yesterday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The president afterward told reporters that Zelensky continued to press for security guarantees while Trump was focused on a ceasefire.
We're looking for peace. We're not looking for somebody that's going to sign up a strong power and then not make peace because they feel emboldened. And that's what I saw happening.
The Justice Department says Attorney General Pam Bondi had an emotional call with the family of slain DEA agent Enrique Camarena, murdered in 1985. His alleged killer, drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, was one of more than two dozen drug figures extradited from Mexico to the United States. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in a guarded condition after suffering a health setback on Friday. It's his 16th day in a Rome hospital. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
An update from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where the workouts and team interviews continue. I asked former Badger and Muskego, Wisconsin native Hunter Wohler how hectic the week has been.
It's busy. It's definitely, you know, people that I've talked to, guys that have been here in the past and everything, and they tell you how busy it is and all the people that you meet and stuff, but you don't actually understand it until you're here. It's great. You know, you get to hang out. We got all the safeties in our group, so we get to hang out and talk to them all day.
Wohler, a safety at Wisconsin, ran a 4.57 in the 40-yard dash. Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants in Cactus League action, 9-2 out in Arizona. Basketball, the Bucks are in Dallas tonight against the Mavericks. Marquette is on the road against Georgetown. And number 11th-ranked Wisconsin faces number 8th-ranked Michigan State in East Lansing. Tip-off time for that one tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 30 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 14 the low. For Sunday, sunshine and highs near 40. Monday, slight chance of a rain shower, otherwise partly sunny, 46. Rain is likely Tuesday, low 50s.
Right now, it's 22.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Man, Stevie Wonder just makes me happy. This is Raised and Wisco, your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get to holst. I get to.
I mean, everyone holster
it
up.
Holster it up. I get to host.
Understood.
This menagerie.
Exactly.
And speaking of menageries, Danielle Fairman is here.
Hello.
She rocks and rolls around the state, as do I. And a lot of times we do it together. We've done it for, the better part of two decades, running around fishing and hunting. And it's been an absolute pleasure. And one of the joyful things in my life is that Danielle and I have been able to turn our experiences into media and share them with the people of Wisconsin, which is what this show Raised in Wisco is about. It is about having an understanding of all the possibilities throughout Wisconsin, throughout the state. It's not just about fishing. It's not just about hunting. It's about humor. It's about making the best of the four seasons of weather we get in this state. It's about making great food. At the end of the day, what kind of show is this?
It's always a cooking show.
It is a cooking show. And that's why we are so lucky to have an actual classically trained French chef with us, Ellie Mae Lawton. And we're going to be getting to her recipe, which I'm very excited about because
I'm holstering some recipes.
That's kind of a dad joke there.
That was
That's my dad joke.
I like it.
That's
like
my mom joke.
Jess, producer Jess, are you counting dad jokes this week?
We're at three so far.
Three?
Oh, nice. Perfect.
One per segment. I like this.
Are any of them mine?
No. Cretch had one. Ellie had one. And I think Danielle had one.
I'm the dad joke so far.
All right.
And Mike Kretschmer, who is the official pantomime of Raised in Wisco, we've learned.
Or Bozo.
Bozo the Mime.
They're interchangeable.
Bozo the Mime.
For those of you at home, I'm a little light on hair on top, and I got kind of like bat wings going off my ears here. So now I'm Bozo the Clown, the Mime,
the
whatever.
The wind is strong, blew the hairline back.
Yeah. It's winter, you have to stay warm.
It's all matters is really...
I'm going to tell you.
We love you, Mike.
If you guys listen to this show regularly, dial it up on Facebook and watch the show because it is worth it when we are cackling away. And you can actually see Mike's pantomime and
it's a little shiny over here.
That's why you always see me with a hat on. We talked about this. Remember, I got, you know, my employees at work,
hatfish people.
Yeah.
So like, do you know what that term? Where'd your hair go?
You've heard of the term catfish, and that's when you get, you know, you get a date with somebody on the... Danielle, you were very excited about saying
that. Hey, Danielle, that's when a fake person slides into your DMs.
So if you don't know, catfishing is when you misrepresent yourself to a potential date on the internet. Yes, I mean, I disagree.
Yes, I think so.
I don't, I mean,
why are you pointing at me?
I don't know. I'm saying if you guys, if I am misrepresenting what that is, and Mike brought a new term to the show, hat fishing. And hat fishing is when you misrepresent that you have hair by always wearing a hat.
All the time. My whole life.
I don't think I've ever seen you without it. Right. Now, when you put a suit on, do you have a hat on as well?
No. It's, I mean,
so you have a toupee.
I even went to, no, not happening ever. We went to dinner on Saturday night to Cento in Madison downtown. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I even wore a hat there. It's a really
you
nice
wore a hat in Cento. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. You just get like a top hat.
It's a kind of a fancy upscale restaurant. It's one of my customers. I sell to them, and we went for dinner, and it was phenomenal.
Do you always wear a baseball cap, or are you? Do you have a variety of hats?
Always.
If you have cowboy hats or little French chapeaus or berets?
No.
I mean, what if we just paint your scalp brown?
The spray paint.
Don't laugh. They have those things that you shake on your head that make hair on the top of your head. And I have to tell you, as a middle-aged man, I look at those kind of things. I see them and think, if I were to lose my hair, would I do like the shake, the salt shaker on my head?
Salt shaker.
It's kind of like a salt and shaker. It's like a salt and pepper shaker.
Hey, that's cool. You put on your
head. What?
It's cool.
I love seasoning.
Hey, I wanted to bring up last weekend was American Birkebeiner.
The American Birkebeiner was last weekend.
Yes, up in Hayward. Speaking of Hayward and the fish capital of...
The fishing capital of the world in Hayward. And I want to just say, if you haven't gotten to Hayward, I've been to that, the large muskie up there and the fishing museum. It is absolutely worth a trip, and it's open all year long.
Yep.
So you can go there any time of the year. But the American Birkebeiner, which is a ski race... which a lot of folks don't know. It's one of the premier cross-country ski races in the country. In fact, in the world.
In the world.
I forget how long it is. It's a long race.
Yeah, I don't honestly.
It's 20-plus miles.
Look at me.
Sure.
You think I'm going to go on cross-country skis? I don't know.
No.
You brought it up.
We should all do it next year.
Cross-country.
Yeah, no. My cousin-in-law.
He's
done it 15 years in a row, and now his boys are doing it. So I just saw the pictures of it, and he grows the big beard, and now he like shaves it off in segments. It's kind of funny.
What does that have to do with cross country skiing?
He wears, because it's cold out, so he's got the big beard.
Sure.
And his wife doesn't like it after, so he shaves it off after the Birkebeiner every year.
That makes sense. And don't forget also, we've got some really decent ski hills in Wisconsin and snowboarding areas. So even outside of the hunting and fishing seasons, and we were talking about small game, and I've actually tried small game this year. I've tried to get out there just flying solo in the woods, trying to shoot a couple squirrels or rabbits, and I haven't had a whole lot of success, but I'm kind of going back to the roots of hunting.
It's nice
to
get out there and do that.
It's really great to get out there, get some sun on your face, get some exercise. Some of the public hunting areas and public walking and hiking areas throughout Wisconsin are incredible. They really are incredible. And it doesn't matter if there's a season open to get out and explore some of the great public lands we have in Wisconsin. I tried when I was younger, I tried the cross-country skiing. But my feet were like too wide for wider than the ski. So I had an issue.
Can you barefoot cross country?
I think they call that hiking.
Just barefooted.
I have kind of block feet, so they didn't work on cross country skis very well. But it's what they're great for swimming. They're like built
block
in.
Feet is
they're
like built in paddles.
Well, they're not actually made of concrete, Danielle.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I was a snowboarder growing up. I loved snowboarding. That was absolutely fun until the yard sale when you fall head over heel, scorpion it.
Scorpioning.
So when you scorpioning? Hit a tree, hit a rock, hit anything, your board cuts too fast, all of a sudden your feet touch your head.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not at all.
In fact, I have a shattered patella today, which is essentially your kneecap on my right knee. I shattered when I was like 13 or 14 years old snowboarding. It was one of the first. It was a neat story. I contacted Jake Burton when there was an article about him in a magazine. Surfing, they called it Surfing on the Snow or something like that. And I wrote a letter to him and we went back and forth, and I ended up with one of the prototypes of the Burton Backhill back then. I bought it directly from Jake Burton and was out there when people didn't know what snowboards were. And then there was this period where they outlawed them on many ski hills. You couldn't be a snowboarder on a ski hill. And then I think over time, they just threw up their hands and said, there's too many snowboarders. We can't not allow them on ski hills. So now, obviously, that's something great you can do in Wisconsin. And I want to point out that it is convention/banquet season for a lot of the outdoor organizations. And this past week was the Delta Waterfowl event right in Okachi. And if you're not, these events are so great because if you are not familiar with something in the outdoors, but you are curious, these are the type of events to go to where people who are there are steeped in it and willing to show you and help you Absolutely. Become interested and involved in it, right?
Get a lot of connections.
Danielle, have you gone on to any of the banquet or conventions this year at all?
I love going to the Wisconsin Waterfowl banquets.
Yes.
They have them and their prizes, they do silent auctions. They walk around with guns 50-50, like the whole shebang. They're fantastic to do, but their prizes are from either shanties to actual trips, boots, Birkin boots.
What is a Birkin boot?
They're just really warm.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay, it's a brand.
Nice, yeah, it's nice boots. They have Baffin boots. They have everything you can think of. The Wisconsin Waterfowl Association banquets are fantastic. Or the Wisconsin Water, but not the Wisconsin Waterfowl. The Whitetail Banquet is coming up as well.
Yeah, the Whitetail Banquet is coming up. The Delta Waterfowl event was great. They had great prizes and food. Yep. It was fantastic.
There's a lot of people.
The SCI just had their banquet came up, which is fantastic.
All the local clubs do all the fishing jamborees, which are pretty much over now, but they support snowmobile clubs. All the different outdoor clubs have them. You know, the Badger Ski Team does a meat raffle fishing thing on Pewaukee. So there's definitely ways to get out and support your local clubs and organizations.
Yeah, and even more than just the support of them. A lot of these organizations, we had the folks on from the Coon Feed just a little while ago. I think that fits into that category. I really
do. Oh, absolutely.
They not only are raising money, but they're spending it on veterans. They're spending it on programs that help, veterans and some of the PTSD issues and things like that. And
that's awesome.
What I'm trying to say, and I've said it so many times before, there is so much more to living in Wisconsin and this life here than sitting on your phone Absolutely. Or watching TikTok or even watching TV. Get out there because if Facebook, its value in a lot of cases, go on the events page of Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Find out what in real time, in real life, you can get out there and do and participate in and be a part of, because it's unlimited, really.
Yeah, use that 5x7 to take pictures and create memories.
Yes.
That's what it's there for. And you can look back and think of all the friends you meet and then get their phone number and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. Then you could go to a banquet with your friend that you just met before. And I absolutely believe in the events.
Do a C-cap on them before you go to an event with someone you don't know.
That's what I always do.
You C-cap people first?
For sure.
Ellie, why do I actually believe you do
that? Right.
I C-capped all of you.
Yeah.
You C-capped us? When we invited Ellie to be on the show, she C-capped us first. Did you C-cap Noah? Because I'm worried about him the most.
I did. The only one I didn't C-cap was Jess because... She's straight.
You'd be
it's
jealous of her record.
Yeah, I know.
I run the ski club for our kids' school. I mean, people forget, like, everybody's so attached to their devices. When you go out on the hill, the kids are laughing. I'm out there skiing
with them.
It's just like you realize there's more to life than just, work, school, and playing on computers and devices. And it just helps. I mean, it just makes me feel good when I see my daughter and all the other classmates that they're out there. Yeah, it's kind of an expensive hobby, but you're getting fresh air. You're out there. You're supporting other local people mm-hmm. that work there, and it's a fun place to go do in the middle of winter because the kids like fishing, but I drag them along too much that they look forward to skiing outside instead of ice fishing or turkey hunting or something that I love to do.
I'm going
to
tell you something, Mike. Those memories you create as a dad are priceless.
Right. And
just remember, even though there are times when they're fighting going along with you now, later they will cherish the fact that you dragged them along and they will yearn for time to be able to do that with you, which is something else I want to emphasize. I was driving down the road earlier today and I saw two kids and they looked like they were neighbors. They were throwing snowballs at each other. And I saw one of the parents come out and was going to yell at one of the kids, you know, and then no. The other parent came out and was like, yeah, just leave them alone. Let them be kids. And it just goes to show you how much more fun you can have when you're living life in three dimensions and not on the 3x7. Very proud of you, Danielle, for calling it that. Also, guys, you are not going to want to miss this cooking segment. Greatest part of the show in my eyes, because it's about eating.
You do love and food. I love it.
This is Raised in Wisco.
News from the center, WRCE.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That over there is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Hello. I say that over there. You're not even that far away from
that
me.
That there over yonder, eh?
Our chef-free Ellie Mae Lawton is in the house. Mike Kretschmer, our resident pantomime. Is with us. You know, that's
every time
going
will forever be that.
Me, mime, whatever.
Oh, we love the fact that you mix up some of your vernacular. Yeah.
You're not
Mike.
The only
it's
person
fun.
That says it that way.
A mime?
Yes.
Mimi. People say
or
yes,
mimi.
Or mimi.
Or
yes,
mimi. I heard mimi.
Yes.
Well, that's like, is it a gif or a gif?
It's a gif.
It's a gif. It's a gif.
Because it's a G.
If you put a T after it, it'd be gif. Right?
Is it a windchill or a windchill?
Okay,
a
that's taking it too far.
Hand five, everyone.
Especially for the show, for this show, Danielle.
Oh, no.
Hey, put five.
Put five. This show, at the end of the day, is the greatest cooking show in the Midwest.
It is your favorite part, everyone's favorite
it's
part.
My favorite part.
How can the cooking and eating part of a show not be? Jess, is it your favorite part of the show too?
Of course it is.
that is one of the cool things that you know, Jess came in as our producer, very involved in hunting or fishing activities, and I'm very proud to say that I think that the show has helped her be open to that kind of thing and taught her a little bit about that. And Jess has been eating wild game with us now, which is very exciting. And as my Italian mom would say, Jess is a good eater. So
oh, yes.
That makes
aww.
Me very happy. And oh, I know yes. for sure the rest of us on the show
we are good eaters.
We are good eaters. And as good eaters, it is part of our obligation to make sure you, as listeners to this show, have chances to be good eaters too. And that is why we're extremely fortunate to have a classically trained French chef, culinarian, Ellie Mae Lawton, with us. Ellie, you kind of specialize in taking wild game from the field to the table. And one of the things we've learned is not to be afraid to do it if you're out there and you've never done it before. And also that one thing I didn't realize is how much you can switch up proteins in what you're making.
Certainly. Yeah. That's the fun of it. Experiment, right? I mean, if you screw up a recipe, what are you out at the end of the day? Really? Like, don't make a ton of it. Don't make 10 pounds of food, right?
Small, yeah, you're out of few ingredients. But really, how often do people screw up? Because I feel like I've made things and they haven't turned out exactly like I want. And usually they're still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I screw up recipes and then I just add something else to it and it tastes pretty good.
Well, what do you got for us this week?
Throw it in a tortilla and it tastes good.
Right. Is that why I like fish tacos so much?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Throw it in a tortilla and fry it.
There we go.
Game over. I mean, I'm pretty sure you could fry shoe leather and it wouldn't be too bad.
Well, speaking of frying stuff, this week we're talking about egg roll bowls, but we're not actually frying it. And there's no egg roll wrapper, Mike.
Really good in an egg roll.
Why it's called an egg roll bowl, Mike.
Yeah,
because there's no wrapper.
I think bowl it clicked after she said egg roll, and I was like, wait, that would go
I
really good in an egg roll.
Egg roll bowls became popular with the whole low carb movement, maybe.
Okay,
but
that sounds about right.
I personally ate that way for quite a while, and that's when I started making these, and I realized it's a great way to use up all the stuff in the refrigerator and any meat I had defrosted. Ground meat for this recipe. So for today, we did ground venison, browned that in a pan, did some olive oil with onions, garlic, carrots, cabbage, two different types of mushrooms, beech and white mushrooms. And then
what is a beech mushroom?
It's a little tiny mushroom. They get shipped over here from China. They're used in a lot of Asian cuisine.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They have a great texture. They keep a good bite to them, even after you saute them for a while. Yeah.
So are you sauteing now? Are you sauteing all this stuff together at the same time, or do you cook the and ground the
the
ground beef?
I do the beef with the onions and garlic first, and then I throw in all the veggies afterwards. Throw the lid on the pot or the pan for a little bit, let it all kind of simmer together. Add some hoisin sauce, soy sauce, some pepper. You don't need salt because you have the soy sauce, and that's pretty much it. You can add rice noodles if you want. You can add regular rice. Pretty much anything you'd put in the inside of an egg roll, you can put in this recipe. Yeah. So I used shredded purple cabbage. Yeah. I put bell peppers in it before. It's so good.
And I want to tell you, one of the cool things about Chef Lawton is she usually brings a sample of what she's talking
about
on the show for all of us to eat. And I did not know that there was some specialized type of mushroom in it, but I will tell you, it was so
It
tasty.
Was delicious.
It was so good.
I usually pick my mushrooms out. I'm not a mushroom person.
Oh, really?
I am not a mushroom person.
Oh, you ate the mushrooms.
In your recipe, there's really not mushroom for them.
Oh,
is that
there's number four. One.
Just, I had to get on the board. I had to get on the board with it.
There we go. I'm really proud of
you.
I'm really proud of you.
Sorry. Sorry I blew up.
Sorry you mushroomed.
That's another dad joke from the set.
I always knew you were a fun guy, Joel.
Who doesn't love mushrooms?
I love mushrooms and onions on everything.
Well, speaking of which, we'll be able to forage for some mushrooms pretty soon.
Absolutely.
I have one before we wrap up. I do have a quick question. You said you ate kind of keto lifestyle for a little while.
Yeah.
Were you able to find as a chef that you could take most recipes and kind of make a keto version of them, or is that
pretty
tough?
Oh my gosh, yes. No. Mm-mm.
What's the key to that? Because this recipe that you described sounds so easy. It's like a one pot recipe.
It's a one. Yeah, it's definitely a one pot recipe. I guess personally for me, I'd always be looking for a starch when I really cut them out. So swap some things in, put the rice in, right? That's kind of a lower carb version, I guess. You can put a little bit of the rice noodles, but I just look and see what I can make with everything. I mean, you can make pizza crust now with ground chicken.
Yes, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there's so many ideas and options out there. And if you get stuck, just go online, Pinterest, Instagram. There's so many ideas out there. Yeah.
I had a customer ask me about lamb sweetbreads and I've never... I love them.
They're in the bone marrow category.
We need some bone marrow.
One of my favorite recipes. We've done that before. We're going to do that recipe. Coming up. Folks, we love having you along on Raised in Wisco because we're fun and you have fun listening to us. We know at every Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin, Saturdays 11, and find us on the internet on civicmedia.com. Thank you for joining us. Had a great time. Thanks to Mike Kretschmer, Ellie Mae Lawton, of course, co-host Danielle Fairman. Hello. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next time on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The aftermath of the Oval Office blow-up between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky.
The winner out of this is Russia, the Kremlin savoring the moment, praising Trump and mocking Zelensky. And the European Union's top diplomat now suggesting America's role as leader of the free world could be over and Europe should now work to fill the gap. Zelensky touching down here in London ahead of a European summit tomorrow amid a unique sense of crisis on this continent.
ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Sophie Borge in London. Agencies across the U.S. government have begun sending a second email to federal employees, again demanding they list five tasks they completed at work last week. The number of U.S. measles cases continues to climb this week, Texas seeing the first death from the disease in this country in 10 years, a school-aged child unvaccinated. The Vatican says Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in the hospital and is resting after aspirating during a coughing attack Friday. He was treated with a mask that delivers high-pressure oxygen. This is ABC News. No progress in the latest